Actor John Cusack trashes America, "We aren't great. We're fucking awful." By Hannah Blow on June 17, 2021. Far-left actor John Cusack, who has amassed an estimated $50 million net worth in his near 40-year Hollywood career, this week trashed the United States of America, calling it a fucking awful place full of cowards and corporate whores. "I was at a ballpark last night. And they did their support the troops ad, that conflate Boeing with troops serving. While supporting the GOP, that means funding the insurrection. Anti-democratic forces, the opposite of what they claim to support. U.S. freedom," the Hot Tub Time Machine star said. "They preach freedom at baseball games, but back insurrectionist coups and the overturning of elections. ABC, the party that would take away black and brown Americans' right to vote. Yet they get to wrap themselves in the flag? Had enough yet?" He continued in response to a Twitter user who described Boeing as supporting highly inflated lucrative government contracts and corporate welfare. "Let's call the USA what it is, decadent on the fast track to autocracy. Living on the atavistic fumes of World War II greatest generation fear. Sick, actually took on fascism and beat it down. We can't even arrest open criminals in GOP nor a mentally ill white supremacist lawless thug," he continued. "We aren't great, we aren't even mediocre, we're fucking awful. Full of cowards and corporate whores, Boeing gets to take out tax dollars. Parade our soldiers, wrap themselves in the flag, while financially backing fascists?" He continued. "We have no leaders, no soul, just greed." Cusack claimed, with no specificity, Boeing has been giving money to anti-democratic forces. Open Secrets reveals the company donated more to then-candidate Joe Biden. $123,186. Precisely than to former President Donald Trump. Additionally, it gave $628,472 to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee and $280,445 to the Democrat Senate Majority PAC. Cusack has not attempted to hide his political opinions, essentially identifying nearly a third of Americans as Nazis during a Twitter rant last year.